The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, joining us on the line right now, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. This is not the normal time of the week that we talk to Joe, but I asked Joe to come back because I am apoplectic about this story that we learned about yesterday. On Tuesday of this week, at the Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix, Arizona, there is a private plane sitting on the tarmac. Inside that plane is Bill Clinton. He's apparently just completed a round of golf. And we hear that he learned that the attorney general was about to land nearby because she was in town to give an address and give a speech. And he decided he would hang around to just say hello to the attorney general. There was a 30-minute meeting between the two of them. And I think this is completely inappropriate given the fact that Clinton's wife is the target of an FBI investigation right now. Am I right or am I wrong about this? We called Joe DeGeneva to help us get his expertise on this. Joe, you have laid out the basic facts of it. They say it was just a discussion of grandchildren and golf. What do you think?
I'm sure they also discussed wedding photos and yoga. The issue here is this is a brazen display of indifference to the appearance of impropriety as well as the reality of impropriety. You must ask yourself this question. Would she have met with the husband of any other target of a criminal investigation at this time? And the answer is no. And therefore, she should not have met with him. This stinks so badly, it doesn't matter what they discussed. She is the Attorney General of the United States. She's not discussing grandmotherly things with an ex-president. The point of this is, even if that's all they discussed, why do you think he wanted to meet her? What was the purpose? It was to ingratiate himself, to provide the Clinton schmooze, that little extra oomph of something, to sit in the back of her head as she is presented charges by the FBI. This is so disgraceful on her part that this morning, if the Republicans who chair the House and Senate Judiciary Committees mean what they say about doing oversight, she should be given subpoenas this morning with a one-week turnaround to come up and legally, forcefully be required to explain why she did it. Here's something else.
Okay.
How did this happen? Who set it up?
Yeah.
Who made the first call? Who told President Clinton that she was landing? Who on her plane talk to whom on his plane? There are so many questions about this. This is so. If I'm at the FBI this morning, if I'm Jim Comey, I am not a happy camper.
I'm not. I can only imagine.
What this does is this shows the political nature of this attorney general. You just go back over the last 2 weeks and look at her public statement, starting with Orlando, and you get to this, and what you have is a hack.
This is a hack. Let me throw this at you, Joe.
With cool marmy attitude.
I think this is the key question that is yet unanswered because there are conflicting reports about which plane did they meet on? Did Bill Clinton go to her aircraft, which is a government aircraft operated by FBI pilots, and by the way, she has FBI security with her, or did she go to his plane, which is what I think happened?
Because they keep saying private.
They say private plane. Now, if she walked from the government plane and made the conscious decision decision to walk over to the former president's plane and have a meeting, two things happened. Number one, she made a conscious decision that this was okay. Number two, she peeled herself away from her FBI security team to have a meeting where there were no observers.
As I said, I would issue a subpoena this morning, both the House and Senate Judiciary Committees. If it's perfectly innocent, she'll have no problem explaining the whole thing. In fact, they could even take her testimony in executive session out of the public view. This doesn't have to be public, but it does have to be done. Now, I will guarantee you that neither the House or Senate Judiciary Committee chairman will do it, because everybody on Capitol Hill is frightened of their shadows. This is a test of congressional oversight. They either get her in there or they should all give up their oversight responsibilities.
So,
this is a brazen act of interference in a criminal investigation. It's unprecedented.
Well, Joe, they have subpoenaed the Secretary of State herself. They have had the opportunity to bring many of these people forward. What makes you think, one, that they're afraid? Two, what could happen if she – is it possible she could recuse herself? And then who would have the oversight of the investigation if she did?
Well, if she in fact were to recuse herself, which she's not going to do because she's going to say that nothing happened, then it would go to the Deputy Attorney General, Ms. Yates.
Okay.
Which of course changes nothing. It's the same.
Right.
It's the same jar of cookies.
Do you think that this was planned? In other words, we're told it's happenstance, coincidence. Gosh, it was just a coincidence. They were in the same place at the same time. Just wanted to stop and make a little courtesy call and say hello. Or do you think that that is just the cover story? Because to me, this smells of a setup meeting.
I don't think it was. I think it was planned by Clinton. I don't know that it was planned by the Attorney General, but it was planned by Clinton, no question about it. Remember, he has a huge staff. He has Secret Service people. His Secret Service detail knows that she's landing there because they know what every other private plane is doing in that area. And her plane is going to park where his plane parks. The Secret Service knows that. There are no secrets. I mean, this is actually quite amazing. The story of how this happened is really what this is all about. And this is why the committees have to start asking questions. It'll also be interesting, just as a matter of the body politic, as we're in an election year, how the editorial writers around the country write about this. I'm sure the New York Times will find this absolutely innocent. I mean, it's just, and the Washington Post, God only knows what they're going to do. Bezos has gotten in the head of everybody at that newspaper. They're now all crazy at the Post. I mean, it's a joke.
And the legal standard for recusal or conflict of interest
is
what?
Personal,
just the appearance?
You have to have a personal, professional, financial, or political conflict of interest. In this situation, I believe that the Attorney General has a political conflict of interest. I believe she has a personal conflict of interest. And there certainly is the appearance of impropriety which would warrant her recusal. She's not going to do it, of course.
And any other case like this,
because they will not apply normal standards to themselves anymore.
Right.
We're at the end of an administration. They believe that they are bulletproof. They will do whatever they have to do
for power
to get away with it.
Yes. All right. Well, listen, Joe, thank you for helping us.
You bet, guys.
We really appreciate you coming in this morning.
Take
thank
care.
You.